Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank him and we bear witness that there is no deity with him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Last time we started talking about a common objective between all humans on the face of the earth, which is to build an ethical, happy life where they all enjoy peace and safety, tranquility and justice. However, the tough question is how? What is the way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, قَالَ اهْبِطَ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Go down to earth, get out of heaven. You are enemies of one another. The gravity force and the uplift force. بعضكم لبعض عدو. فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى. I will send you guidance. Whomsoever follows my guidance is not going to lose the way, is not going to lose the focus, and is not going to have a miserable life. On the other hand, ومن أعرض عن ذكري. Whomsoever turns his back or her back to the guidance, my guidance. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. It's going to have a miserable life. Is that it? No. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. It's going to be resurrected in the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. In the next life, in the day of judgment, he's going to say, oh Allah, why? Why did you take away my vision? Why are you resurrecting me blind? In the past, lower life, the life of this dunya, I had eyes and I was able to see. Answer comes from Allah. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. It is fair. I have sent you my guidance and you have given my guidance the blind eye. You chose to give my guidance the blind eye. So the fair punishment is that I will give you the physical blind eye in this life, which is the life of the hereafter. You chose the blind eye for yourself in the previous life. Here it is. That's your choice. That's what you wanted. The blind eye, here it is. Take it and live with it for eternity. That is the what you get as a punishment for you. So that's the way. The way is to follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is that true? Let's look at the foundation that Islam has laid down to build an ethical life. Islam built an ethical life based on a foundation, which is the theology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain 99 attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we may summarize it in a very brief way, we would say based on the theology of stick and carrots approach, or based on the theology of the stick, which is the hellfire, the carrots, which is the Jannah, the paradise. Punishment and reward system. A system that is being widely used. Jail versus freedom. Follow the law, you get freedom. You disobey the law, you go to jail. You go to court, you get punished. A system that makes perfect sense and it has been used by humans to enforce ethical life, to enforce ethical laws. The approach of the stick and the carrots approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established and laid out the framework of this approach when he subhanahu wa ta'ala created the hellfire as the stick and the Jannah as the carrot. Theology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes 99, we pick only two of them, two of his attributes. The attribute of shadidul iqab, the most severe in punishment, which represents the stick, and the attribute Shakur al-Kareem, the most thankful, the most rewarding as a gift, as a thank you gift for your efforts, and the most generous in his rewards, which is the carrots approach. Based on this foundation, Islam lays down the foundation and the framework for an ethical life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we may use the same example, the example of aeroplane, uplifting forces faith, gravity is temptations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with two wings. We can use these two wings to fly up. And if we don't use these two wings, we will definitely, no question about it, fall down and crash to earth and have a miserable life. Allah, as Allah said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي whomsoever turns his back to my guidance. Guidance represents these two wings. The tools that Allah has provided for us to go high, to uplift ourselves high and to fight the gravity. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي whomsoever turns his back to my guidance and refuses to use the two wings, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. He will definitely, 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 because Allah said, فَإِنَّ لَهُ means He is going to get it for sure. There is no escape. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا, a miserable life. Why? Because if you don't use the wings, what happens? You are going to decline, decline, decline until you crash. I mean, it's logic, it's common sense. If you don't use the wings, which is the guidance of Allah, then you will not never be able to uplift yourself against forces of gravity, which are the temptations in this case. Allah provided us two wings. One wing is a materialistic wing. Another wing is a spiritual wing. Allah said, if you use the materialistic wing by itself, you will crash. If you use the spiritual wing by itself, you will also crash. Don't be too materialistic. Don't be too spiritual. If you are a derwish or a mystic person, or a person who is too excessive in applying the spiritual concepts, the attributes of Allah, and he part of the attributes of Allah, and he does not apply the other part, then that person is going to crash, because this person has ignored the materialistic wing. For example, a person who's, when he's sick, he says, I'm not going to the doctor, I'm not taking the medication. Why? Allah is the one who gave me the disease. If he wants to take the disease away, then he will. I'm not going to the doctor, I'm not taking a medication. That's the example of a person who only uses the spiritual wing. On the other hand, there's another person on the other extreme, uses only the materialistic wing. Says, well, we go to the doctor, I take the medication to get my health back, to recover my health. And when he recovers my health, he says, because of the doctor and because of the medication, I got my health. So the source of the blessing, the source of the favor, is the doctor and the medication. He believes in the doctor and the medication, and he doesn't believe in anything beyond the doctors and the medication. And indeed, this is the other extreme. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, here is my package, ummatan wasata, middle nation, happy equilibrium between spiritual and materialistic. What is, how do you combine them? Simply, you use the physical laws that Allah has created to govern the universe, the rules of reality that Allah has created, and you go see the doctor and take the medication. But when you get your health back, you know the one who gave you the favor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Credit goes to Allah, not to the doctor and to the medication. You can give thank you to the doctor and thank you to the pharmacist, but the credit, the favor, the blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as the Prophet said, اَقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Do your materialistic homework, which is using your brains and muscles to think and to tie the camel down, and then use your heart to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two beautiful, balanced wings. Use them, spread them all the way, and fly. Use the materialistic means and rules that Allah has created to fight criminals and to fight crimes, and to fight evil, and to spread goodness and good manners, using materialistic tools, using radio, using TV, using newspaper, using voice, using microphones, building mosques, using the technology to build mosques, using the technology to enhance and promote the role of the masjid, or on the other hand, use spiritual values to make people enforce ethics on themselves. Because it doesn't matter how strong are the law enforcement agencies that you put in place, they will never be as powerful as the own conscience. Once the person is alone, once the person is away from the eyes of the people, once the person is given enough trust by the government or by the people, to hold a certain position and to make certain decisions. And no one is above him to judge him for whatever decision he or she makes. Then law enforcement agencies will fail miserably. And then what comes into play is the theology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has hellfire, the stick, and the one who has Jannah, which is the carrot. This is how Islam proposes to build an ethical life. And it's a very effective, powerful way. From a secular perspective, those who don't believe in Allah, they only suggest one wing, which is the materialistic wing. The thing that they can comprehend with their own brains. And they have denied, they consider the other wing, which is the spiritual wing, which is based on Allah and the theology, they consider it as a fiction, as imaginary, as doesn't exist. And indeed, history has proven them wrong over and over and over again. No ethical life was, no one was ever able to establish a lasting, sound, ethical life without the spiritual wing, without the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the desire into his Jannah and into his heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the free will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we are going to choose and our choices are going to oppose each other. For example, you want to get the grant, he wants to get the grant. You want to get the grant and he wants to get the grant. However, only one is going to get the grant. So, you have a free will, he has a free will. Allah promised you a free will, Allah promised him a free will. So, but who's going to get the grant? According to the laws of reality that Allah has created, one of you is going to get the grant who did a good job. Or Allah may intervene with his own special miraculous ways to let the grant go to the other direction. The bottom line is that one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at humanity at large. And he sees the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys want an ethical life. The bad guys don't, cannot live in an ethical life. The corrupted life to them is like the water. And they are like the fish. They can't survive in an ethical life. They want to bribe. They want to steal. They want to deal drugs. They cannot survive in an ethical life. So they are pushing for unethical life. And the good guys are pushing for ethical life. And there is a struggle between them that Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِي أَسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. If it wasn't because of the bad guys pushing the good guys and the good guys pushing the bad guys, if it wasn't because of the pushing struggle between them, a lot of evil would have taken place, such as the destruction of the worship places. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this as a horrible example of evil. Destruction of the worship places. As Allah said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. That the worst crime a person can ever commit is to disable the role of the masjid, or prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in the masjid, and disable the role of the masjid. Instead of promoting the role of the masjid, disable the role of the masjid. That's the worst crime that Allah has used as an example that is being of a bad, evil thing that could happen if there is no struggle back and forth, pushing against between the evil forces and the good forces pushing against each other. And then Allah looks at the humanity at large. Good guys wanna uplift. Bad guys want to follow gravity, want to follow temptations. Those want to follow faith and go up. Some want to go down. Then which ones get what they want? Depends on the weight. If the efforts and the amount, the volume of the good guys who push up is more than the bad guys who want to go down, then the humanity at large as an aeroplane flies up. And if it is the other way around, it flies down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Fear a punishment that is going to affect all of you. Not only the ones who caused it, not only the bad guys, but humanity at large is going to suffer the decline towards earth. And humanity at large is going to benefit from the uplifting. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. That Allah refuses to destroy and punish a village that has reformers working in it, working to uplift it up. So that is the mechanics. And inshallah we will continue explaining how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interfere using His attributes of Latif to mitigate the damages, to mitigate the evil. That there is a qadr which is based on what we deserve, based on the consequence of what we do, and there is a qada, which is what actually happens, which Allah will take the qadr and mitigate it using His attribute Latif, the most supreme in mitigating damages and evil. And then what actually happens is much less harmful than what we deserve. It's because of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue that later. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقول آمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين رب أذل الشرك والمشركين.